zoufalství, snad pomáte se. Muchomůrky bílé, budu sbírat lesa.
January 5th marks 10 years since the death of Czech underground music legend Milan Hlavsa. At the age of just 49 in 2001, the frontman for the Plastic People of the Universe and Bulnot succumbed to lung cancer. Fellow musicians from both bands will commemorate the singer and bassist on Saturday at Prague's Acropolis. Jan Wellinger has the story.
Milan, or Mela Hlavsa, was nothing less than a musical legend, a frontman and songwriter who led what some have called the most important political band in rock history, the Plastic People of the Universe, a thorn in the side of the communist regime in the 1970s and 80s, a regime that imprisoned three of its members and expelled a fourth from the country. After the group broke up in 1988, Hlavsa formed Bulnots, or Midnight, which released the album City of Hysteria 2 years after the Velvet Revolution. He then reformed the Plastic People in 1997 to play a series of concerts, including one at Prague Castle for their friend, President Václav Havel. After Hlavsa died, the band decided to continue. A little earlier, I spoke to guitarist Joe Karafiat, who joined in 1997, and here's how he remembers Mela today.
He was always leader. He always worked the way that he prepared everything at home. And, we just practiced the song and just add little stuff there and there. But mostly it was his work. And also Vratia Brabenec was choosing, lyrics, stuff like that.
Hlavsa played in many different bands like yourself. Do you think that there were more similarities between their bands because of Hlavsa, or were there significant differences?
Time when we had a little pause with the Plastic, he formed his own project, Šílenství, and he asked me to join the band. We've got a really good CD, and there was a feel of Mela Hlavsa. It was always him, sort of influence of Frank Zappa, Velvet Underground. He was actually a great songwriter. He was really like a hit maker, I would say. But it's very hard in this country to get somewhere. It's kind of, sad. It's not really open market for something different. So I think he was a really good songwriter.
If he were alive today, do you think that he would still be pursuing the same kind of style, or how do you think he would see the music business now?
Oh, well, he always, even, back 10 years back, he always, was talking about modern stuff, and he always tried to kind of work with the new technology, put his song in a new technology. I think he would be doing the same thing, try to do some, to be creative.
Some of Hlavsa's best-known work with the Plastic People and Bulnots include the song Kanarek, Canary, Muchomurki Bile, or White Mushrooms, and Magické Noci, Magical Nights. Here's a bit from Magické Noci. Many of Mela Hlavsa's songs will be featured at a Bulnots concert to take place this Saturday at Prague's Klub Acropolis. The Plastics will not be performing as such, but Joe Karafiat and many other friends remembering the frontman will, of course, be there. Joe Karafiat, once again.
This year, is a few things going to happen. First thing is this Guerrilla Records. They asked the guy if they could form the Bulnots. I don't know much about that, but... Yeah, they're gonna do Saturday gig. It's about, they're gonna do about 12 songs. And, then there is a lot of friends is gonna go on a stage, like, friends of Mela Hlavsa. I'll go on a stage with Vratia Brabenec. We're gonna do a thing as, Honza Brabec, original drummer of the Plastic People. He's gonna do his own solo show. We'll see, it's gonna be exciting, I think, for all of us. following, you know, in a March, Plastic People, they start to do like little tour, about 10-15 concerts. It's a Plastic People garage, and you know, we're gonna, it's kind of tribute to Mela Hlavsa. So we're gonna do like Czech, Moravia, Slovakia tour.
And fans of the Plastic People of the Universe can, of course, find out more on the group's website on the internet.
That report was by Jan Vellinger.